Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. Just bless life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic. Get ready.
TNT.
I never met a
District 12. Get ready. District 11. Get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9. Get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6. Get ready! District 5, get ready! Get ready, District 4! District 3, get ready! District 2, get ready! Get ready, District 1! Don't be late, get ready, bus lady. Area code 754, Miss On Lady, get ready. Get ready, and we go 360 walk, the brother from another mother, get ready, hit me, TNT.
Oh, sucky, sucky now. Tony got you ready, Ray got you ready, then Pam got you ready, DC got you ready, G-Man got you ready, the Mod got you ready, and Dad got you ready, Tish got you ready, 865-281, some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, in our land, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good evening, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with Hey Tony. That's your cue.
I had the phone on mute, but anyway, I already said good evening. You guys missed it. Anyway, I was telling you to count to 10. But man, that introduction has a whole lot of static in it. It did really? Last time, too. Yeah, I said, this is horrible. But at least you're talking and it's clear. But that introduction was terrible. All right, guys, let me tell you something real quick so you know. First of all, somebody, and you know who you are, sent me some brains. Somebody from North Carolina. I don't know if you want me to call out your number or not. I mean, the kind of brains that you eat, guys, comes in a can, you mix them with your eggs, have them with your grits and biscuits and molasses in the morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was searching for months. But we found, they actually on Amazon, and my wife already got some, but we thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. Somebody else sent me some popcorn. So, J&R, I know you are. I'm not calling anybody's name or anything, but I forgot to say thank you, and my wife's getting upset because I know I got it, you know, a week ago or so, but thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to say that. All right. That's the good stuff out the way. Here's the other stuff. You guys got to understand. Hopefully, I'm trying to say it here at the beginning of the call so everybody understands it. We do these calls to give you the information. We do them so we can give everybody the information. So everybody gets to hear the exact same thing. And most importantly, they get to hear the words coming out of my mouth. The words coming out of my mouth. Clearly. so you don't have to rely on hearing it from somebody else. I'm singing it right here on this recording and repeating it every time. I'm saying it and even writing some of it at every different level I can imagine. I'm repeating it. PhD level, BA level, B level, diploma level, sixth grade level. I'm trying to put it out to everybody so you can hear it coming out of my mouth. All we have to do is listen to the call. That's all you got to do. No arguing back and forth. No, he said this, he said that. No, can you explain this? I don't understand it. And it's getting frustrating. It's frustrating when people keep asking me about the number to get the text. And every call I tell you is not set up yet. They haven't done it. But I keep getting emails. Text and where do I put my number? How can I put my number up there? I paid for my number because it's not set up yet. I said I'm going to send out an email and tell you guys when it's set up. Now, today they told me tomorrow, but so did Iraq. So did everybody else. But I'll wait till tomorrow gets here and I'll see. But that's what they told me. So it might be just in time or not in time. I don't know. We'll see. We send out the emails because that's the information we want to give you. I never expected it. You guys would be absolutely surprised at how many phone calls I've gotten, texts I've got, emails about the call-in numbers not working. So, while one or two would never bother you, when they just keep coming, it's like, that's why we send you the email. Click on the link. That's where the information is. That's the whole purpose of the email. I know you guys saw the tweet, but I bet you can't guess why we send out the email link, because that's where the information is, and it's just for you. Now, why did I say that? Just for you, because we changed the call-in number. We had a reason for doing that. And if it doesn't work the way I want it to work, we're going to change it again. Real simple. Okay? This isn't that difficult. And guys, I don't need the chat room the form to reinterpret it or reword everything that I say do. I'm saying it in plain English. I need you guys to be responsible enough to say, hey, I listened to the call, but I didn't see. Then you didn't listen to the call because I said it in the call. Or complaining. I guess you guys can tell I got a whole lot of that yesterday and today. It's a word. Why do I keep saying this is here? Or why do I have to say when I call to him, I tweeted it out for a reason. That's why we have the tweet. If you don't get the email, go to Twitter. Because I put the information right there. This isn't new. None of this is new. I've been doing this for years. And some of you contact me, email, and say, I've been here for years. I've never missed a call. Then why are you calling me about something I do every single time? The call wasn't supposed to start like this. All this just developed this evening. It got nothing to do with Walt, just so he knows, because I know he's feeling bad. It might have something to do with Mammal Boy, though, but nothing to do with Walt. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I had to throw that part in. All right. Oh, my God. Not those two guys. Anyway, here's the good news, which I've been waiting for all day. Tomorrow. That's what I'm being told. at every angle tomorrow. And that's okay. Because on Saturday and Sunday, they told me Monday. On Monday, they said by Wednesday. And today is Wednesday, so they're saying tomorrow. And every time it's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And I'm okay with it because I know it's happening. I know it's done. Everybody, every three-letter agency that says is turned over to the IMF. It's in the IMF hands. We gave it to them. The IMF said, hey, we were doing some last-minute stuff. Is what they said. It took a little longer than expected. That's what they said. See you tomorrow. So let's hope we see them tomorrow. The banks were told this morning to stop talking about it as of today. Don't talk about it. That means we're that close to it actually happening. They want to make sure they don't get caught up in anything, nobody giving out the information, time and that. But we already know it's happening. Is here. Iraq submitted everything they needed to submit. I took to you guys yesterday. CBI said, hey, we turned everything over to the Treasury. Gave them the rate, gave Mary to the UST. The Fed said UST has it. UST says we turned everything over to IMF. They're going to release it. So it's no country's hand. It's under the IMF. They're going to release it, all countries, same time. And the IMF is saying, we were supposed to do it today. We're going to do it tomorrow. It's taking a little longer than expected. Now, what's taking a little longer than expected? That's the part I can't tell you. It's not that I can't tell you because I don't know. It's because I can't tell you because I'm not sure I'm supposed to know. Or even worse than that, if I tell you, I'm probably narrowing it down too much to exactly where the information is coming from. And that's what I'm concerned about doing. But it is happening. It's going through. And all we can do about it is wait and rejoice when it gets here. Wait. But while we're waiting, there's some things we can do. We can count our money after we count our blessings. Count our money after we count our blessings. We can be glad that we're here. We can be reviewing our plan. We can be getting our wigs on straight or putting them on the little head thing, whatever, so it's nice, straight, and combed out. We can be shining our shoes up. We can make sure our suit or overalls or whatever you go wear is there and ready to go. So any of that, so you're not running around, what do I wear? What do I do? Does this look all right? Which wig am I supposed to have on? Which car am I supposed to have? All that. I got all that down. Every single bit of it. So when the time comes, I can calmly get ready, walk out the door, and go get my money. I got my plan. I don't know what bank I'm going to yet, but I know when I go exactly what I'm going to say. Because I have rehearsed it 1,000 times. It's exactly what I'm going to say. I know exactly what I want to do with the conclusion. I don't need my wealth manager to tell me. I will be telling him what I need to do. I will tell him how many cashier checks I need, how many wires I need, what account I want the money to go in. And then when he says, wait a minute, let's think about this. Let's look at the decisions you're making. I'm going to say, you wait a minute, because I've been thinking about it for 15 years, and I already know the decisions I'm making. Because I already know. You know, you may not be like me, but I'm telling you, this is the time to get as much prepared as you can. Think through the process today. Don't wait to do it tomorrow. God willing, if they're right, it's helter-skelter tomorrow. Okay? So do it today while you're calm, can think it out, write it out. It's everything that I need to make this the smoothest transition can. Now, again, I'm going to do some things that you guys can't do. I'm going to spend some money that you guys can't spend and, more importantly, should not spend. And why is that? Well, because I'm going to have more money than most of you. Not all of you. A whole bunch of people are going to have a whole lot more than me. And I know who they are. But I'm going to have more than the average Joe. And that's okay. But here's the thing. My threshold for pain, because I tell you guys about my life and things I've gone through, but my threshold for pain may be greater than your threshold for pain. So don't try and do everything I do. Try and do the things that you need to do and that won't hurt you. And by threshold for pain, I mean, I lost $1 million. I have. I've paid out $1 million in education. I've actually lost $1 million. But I've always overcome it. And that's why it doesn't hurt me if I lose $100,000, $200,000. It doesn't hurt me because I've experienced it before. It doesn't hurt me because more than anything, I am blessed. And I have the law of attraction. If you guys don't know what it is, you need to Google it and understand it. The law of attraction. And for some, I don't say God unknown reason, but it is because God, I guess, money comes to me. So I'm not concerned when it goes out because it comes to me. That may not happen to each and every one of you. A lot of you, this is going to be your first time experiencing this. And I don't want you to make the mistake that I made. I made them learn it. I'll tell you, I had the most expensive education anybody know. Any school out there, your 4 years, 8 years don't cost the amount of money I paid to learn what I learned. It just doesn't. And it came with not just finance, but with a whole lot of pain. I don't want some of you to go through that. I want you to learn from my mistakes. I hope you do. But I'll tell you, I'll tell the guy today, I said, go to this site, buy this currency, and thank God that you didn't have to wait 15 years like the rest of us. Because we waited 15 years. And then you get it, go do this. And we're talking about our kids. And I'll tell you this. I tell people what to do. I suggest to people what they should do. And after that, if they don't, I just say, well, go out there and feel some pain there. Go. If you want to drive in that pothole, go ahead. I told you it was there. If you want to crash into that light bulb, go ahead. But I told you it was there. Why? Because I already went to that pothole. I already crashed into that light bulb. I've already done those. And I'm trying to get you to avoid those mistakes. Because now is the time. Now is the moment. I don't care if it happens tomorrow, if it doesn't happen. Today is the 6th, 31 days in December, right? I mean, somewhere in the next 25 days, and every day is a day left. Now, I definitely positively feel that it's going to happen before they go on Christmas vacation. That's governments around the world. Everybody wants it to be in effect January the 1st, then the rate has to already be there. And we know, once again, they're putting lower denoms in ATMs outside of Kurdistan now. Now they're going throughout the country, putting lower denoms in, ready for this to go. Every day, they're explaining the monetary system to the people on TV. Every day. They're telling them their currency is sovereign now. The country is sovereign. Every day, they're trying to get them to believe in the banking system. Every day, they are signing them up with new debit cards, credit cards, electronic system. Again, what's today? Wednesday, right? Yeah. Monday they announced it. Yesterday they announced it. Western Union is back in action. Zane Card is back in action. I told you guys that wasn't going to happen until they were ready with the new rate, until they were ready to do what NASA wanted to do. They did it yesterday. So they brought it back online yesterday because it was supposed to go today, but it didn't. But they're back online as of yesterday. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We're in a super fantastic place. There is no negative news about the money. Nobody complaining. Nobody saying it's been held up. Everything is positive about the currency, dinar, and they're blatantly telling the people in the coming days you'll have the strongest currency in the region. It's coming to an end. Hopefully the information we receive today is the information. All right. You ready, Ray?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
All righty. Wait a minute.
You're not ready?
Okay. You're ready. Yeah, somebody was doing something in the chat. They shouldn't have been. Okay, we have a couple of birthdays. I guess we'll get those real quick. BAP, today is his wife's birthday. Her name is Alexis. Then 77 years young is Giant Fan 1. Yeah, Giant Fan 2. It says that they're 77 years young today. So, happy birthday to the two of you. We wish you many, many more. Giant Fan 2 and Alexis.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Muddy Rivers says, now that the IMF is in charge, what physical steps? Okay, Tony pretty much addressed that. We don't really know or can't. Ram One says, has anyone given you information on the duration of the NDA that we will be signing for the contract rate?
It's supposed to be 90 days.
Okay, Stranger Solo says, do you know if the lower denominations have been circulating anywhere in Iraq? Oh, today's their birthday also. Sorry, Stranger Solo. Couldn't catch that. Happy birthday.
No, they're not on the streets yet because the rate doesn't change. But, supposedly in the market in Kurdistan, because they were trying them out up there when they first put them out. But I don't know anywhere else in the country other than in the ATM.
All right. Scout Dad says, IMF is a group of 189 member countries that only provide policy advice. Why are they in charge of the timing and last step for the release?
Hmm. He says the IMF do what?
Is
only
an agency that only provides policy advice. So why are they in charge of the timing in the last step for the release? You know what a good parent answer would be?
No, a good answer would be look up the IMF and see exactly what they do, because they don't just give advice. The IMF, if you bank for countries, they loan money. International Monetary Fund. So all the countries get together, have a central bank, and they loan money to each other. They have to go through the IMF to get that money. If they have natural disasters, they have a need for it, look up IMF. They don't just give advice. They monitor financial situations. They give money with restrictions. They restrict people's finances. They restrict people's currency, just like we do. There's a governing body behind that. Now, the U.S. can do it with the U.S. currency. IMF can do it as a group. Now, if it comes out anyway, who would you rather do it? Iraq do it to the world, or the U.S. do it first to the world, or Kuwait do it first to the world, or Europe do it first to the world, and anything goes wrong, they have a jump on everybody else, or a central source who has members from every country involved is the one to release it. Now, that, everything I just told you, is the way I think, because nobody gave me anything in writing. I put the pieces together. I look at it, see what everybody's responsibility is, and say, okay, for years we thought the U.S. Treasury was the one that was going to do it. It still involves every other country, and they weren't the ones. They were the ones who kept vetoing it, stopping it, when everybody else agreed. But now that they have approved it or green-lighted it, it's sitting at the IMF ready for them to go. Hopefully that explained it to everybody. All right, who's next?
All right, Gato says, have you heard of a ZIM currency limitation to exchange? Maximum amount.
No. There is none at any bank I've talked to, and I've talked to all of them. I know some guru that put that out there. Only thing that I've been told is that the money allotted for the gym may not go past 10 days. And I was told to get in there in the first 10 days to exchange it. And actually, I was told as soon as this happened, go to the bank. if you have them, go to the bank, because it may run out, and I don't know that. But that's what I've been told.
Okay. Celebrating their 54th anniversary today. Happy anniversary, Grammy 10, and your other half. Quiznard is saying, if Iraq is paying Iran in IQD and the annual trade is about $12 billion annually, and if the IQD revalues at a 1 to 1, that's 130 million IQD with a rate over 400 billion in USD. Why, if the Iranians are being paid in IQD, do they not want the RV to happen?
Okay. I'm going to answer that question, but first let me do this. And that's a real good question. Probably the best question I've been asked in a long time. But I do have the answer. Well, I got to go back to the anniversary. How many years was it?
54 years hitched up
okay.
to the same person.
And listen, I'm going to bow down. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to say, man, because I've been 43 years. So you've been 54 years. I can't say that, but people always ask me, how in the world do you do that? I'll be like, oh, my God. But 53 years. But first of all, I think that's great. Second of all, I think you didn't have a song for them for that? 53 years?
Nope.
Or 54 years? Damn. I didn't think we gave that enough. 54 years. I got to clap for them. Man, that's good. That's great.
Okay.
All right. So, moving on. All right. If you guys remember the question, here's the deal right now. This is what Iran and Iraq are going through. Iran didn't want to do the deal with the dinar. They like the dollar because everybody takes the dollar. They said, what are we going to do with the dinar? What are we going to do with all this? So Iran does $20 billion in trade with Iraq. Billion. Iraq does $500 million in trade with Iran. Unequal. They're going to try and change that. Actually, it's going to change because Iraq is going to start buying from other countries that are coming in. So that'll shorten Iran's imports anyway. But their thing is, that's why Iran didn't want to deal. What are we going to do with all this dinar when countries don't trade with it anyway, much less take the dinar? Because not everybody takes it right now. Now, once a revaluation happens, we'll see what happens. So that's why Iran has been fighting it. You didn't give us 100 dinar for every one we give you, and we have nowhere to spend it. So what Iran was trying to do is work out a deal like Turkey did. Turkey's going to take the dinar and the euro and trade it into the lira. And any dinar they can trade into euro. That's the deal Iran wants. They want a third country, and they haven't decided which one it is, which would make sense to me. It would be China. Well, China come and make the same deal with them because China wants the dinar so they can buy the oil, so they could use it. They could use the yen because it's accepted universally and there's no restrictions on it. So that's the deal I would try to put together anyway. But that was their sticking point. So supposedly yesterday they came up with a solution, but that is what has been holding Iran back, okay, for the future. So it was a good question. Nobody was willing to do that before. There was no reason to do it. But this is what you got to remember. People don't think outside of the box, which they're doing right now, and they're being very creative, until there is no box. They got pushed out the box. So now they had to come up with something new, and that's what they finally done. All right. What's next?
Samadhi says, what will happen at the appointment with the bank manager after the exchange? So to know what to anticipate to prepare for.
What will happen at the appointment with the bank manager? That's up to you, each and every one of you. What do you want to happen? Do you want him to be your wealth manager? Do you want to leave money there and agree on the interest rate for leaving it there if it wasn't done to an exchange, which it should have been? What perks do you want out of your guy? Because that's what part do you want him to do? Your investments, your stocks, your IPOs, what role do you want him to play? Do you need front row seats at the Super Bowl or the NBA or at the opera? Do you need him to agree to give you the G5 when you want to go to England or Europe or wherever you're going? That's up to you. Now that I'm here. Now, to do that, you got to say, well, Mr. Banker, what can you offer? And let's see where we go from there. I know what I want, but I want to know what you can offer first so we can negotiate if we need to. Because, guys, here's the thing, in case you didn't know it. They're going to tell you you can have all this good stuff and these other perks. None of them are free. They're going to seem like they're free, but they're not free. Trust me. Okay? So you need to be asking them, what is that service going to cost me? What is that service going to cost me? How much is this? Well, what do I have to do to get the plane? Well, you got to gas it up. You got to pay the crew. You got to do this. None of them are free. Understand me when I say that. If you want him to do something, he doesn't work for free. Oh, yeah, I can get you tickets. I can get you tickets to any show in the world, any show in Vegas, front of a seat. But you got to pay for the tickets and my time. You got to pay for the broker and his time. You got to pay for the ticket sales and his time. It's not free, but I can make it happen. That part you need to understand. All right? All right, what's next?
Okay, so he continues. If I only want to leave $250,000 in the bank eventually, excuse me, how do we set it up so they know the rest of it is going with the trust outside of the bank? Since we will be leaving it all in the bank until I'm ready to do that.
Well, they won't know anything until you tell them. So far as they're concerned, leaving it sitting in the bank. And then when you get ready to move it, whatever, I mean, then you just move it. You don't have to explain to them, hey, I'm going to leave you this 50% and this 30%. I'm going to do this, this, and this. That's your money to do what you want to do with it. I told you guys I'm going to divide it up by three, and this is my plan. I don't need to tell them that. I don't need to tell that wealth manager that. I'm going to do it regardless. Now, I am going to tell him so he'll know he's in a competition, you know, to do better if he wants to get the rest of it. But you don't have to do that. Now, you can go in there and I want $50 million or $50,000, whatever it is. I want a cashier check. I'm taking it over to my other bank. For what reason? It's because I want to take it to my other bank. That's your money. You can do that. All right. Who's next?
You're asking for specifics and detailed information on some of the things Tony and I post in the chat room or in the Twitter account. And if we were going to give specifics, we would do it right then. So some things are better left unsaid. Let's see. Chip Lyon says,
I can't wait to hear what he has.
Go ahead. Chip Lyon says, my wife is not mobile enough to go in for an exchange. If I get a limited POA and name my daughter as one with POA, will she be able to accompany me to the exchange? You know, we learned at the last call that some banks are not accepting POAs unless it's something that they have prepared for you, one of their forms. So those of you that are planning to exchange, you already have a bank in mind, I would call ahead and ask what's needed for a POA so that you would have that information before it's too late, or when you make your appointment, call and ask before you show up. Anything else, Tony?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right,
I appreciate that.
Okay, let's hit a few live callers in. 810 area code, you are on.
Hey, good evening, Tony and Ray.
Hey.
Hey. Good evening.
This is the Penny Candy Man. Penny Candy Store.
Okay.
Okay. I remember. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. So, question. So, with some of these countries, I know just based on doing some of my research as well. I could be off, I don't know, but it seems like some of these countries still have sanctions on their currency, in particularly the Venezuela. And so with the sanctions still being on the currency on some of these countries, they're still saying that it could all go tomorrow, each currency in that first basket, even with the sanctions?
Look, that's what we're being told, that they're all still going. Russia still has sanctions on its currency. Now, they're saying it's going as in the rate is changing. I don't know if you're going to be able to exchange the real, because that just doesn't make sense to me. Every other country can't take it, but we're going to be able to make some money off of it. What do I know?
Right. Got it. Okay. That makes sense. I completely understand. That was my only question. So certainly appreciate you and Ray, Tony. I'm 38. I've been in this for about 12 or 13 of those 38 years. And I was just thinking while you were talking, Tony, just about just kind of how blessed we are and how we need to get everything in place. And I remember overhearing this about the dinar, sitting in the barbershop over eavesdropping on a conversation. That's how I got in this, and it's just amazing how just God just sets you up for amazing things. So, but appreciate you both, Ray. Appreciate you, man.
All right, sir.
And that's all
thank
I
you.
Have.
All right, thank you, sir. So, guys,
3-6.
Wait, please go on. Venezuela still has some sanctions on it, so even today, you know, me and Tish, because sometimes Tish is pretty bright. I don't know about when she say April, but anyway, sometimes it's pretty bright. So we were talking about Venezuela and the little patch of land that they were moving to invade by moving their army there. And I was thinking, and I asked her, I said, I don't know, you know, we just removed some of the sanctions. Biden doesn't like their prime minister already, but he removed some because of what's going on with oil, just so you guys know. That's why it was removed, so we could let the flow of oil go out and bring the price down. But there's always a reason for everything. But now he has moved his army over there, and 2 days ago I said it wouldn't make sense for him to do that when they're this close and they're asking the U.S. to remove all the other sanctions. So what did we get yesterday? They actually did it. And now the country is asking the U.S. to come over and save them from Venezuela. And God knows what's going to happen next day or two. I don't know, because as of this morning, they did it. And I got to say, why would you do that? And then ask them to remove the sanctions and then go here and try and take all the oil from this other country. That's what they're doing. They're trying to, I can't remember the name of it. So I think Tish just sent it to me in a minute, if I quit talking about it. But anyway, so things, you know, sometimes look strange, awkward. We don't know why they're happening, but that's what is happening. But as of yesterday, Venezuelan currency was still going. Okay? All right, go ahead, Ray. Oh, she said Ganya. Yeah, Ganya. There you go.
360.
Thank you.
You're on.
Good afternoon, Tony. Good evening, Ray.
Hey,
and,
sir.
Wait. Before you say anything, don't stick your foot in your mouth, because I just threw some names out there. But go ahead.
Okay. I'll try not to. I cannot say, it goes without the irony of me coming on after Penny Candy, because the very first time that we had a conversation in regards to him and his age and so forth, I just think it's fortuitous that this should happen on the very first call on the new number and all of that. And I think that the one thing I wanted to say was I hope it doesn't escape him that when he first learned about this, he was getting a haircut. And I used to do ads for my parents' business, and I always started it out with, look sharp, feel sharp, get a haircut. And so that was in the days when everybody was not really wanting to get a haircut, and the longer they could grow it, the better. So I just bring that up not as a reminder or advice or whatever, but think of that significant thing he heard about with the foreign currency and getting a haircut and looking better. So when you go to the bank, remember that, because I think it'll help us. And Tony, you in your own graceful way have tried to tell us the same, that we should go there looking like we mean business, dressed like we're there to mean business, and that we'll be treated in a way that will be different than if we're trying to just simply make a statement and showing up how we damn well please. So I'll leave it at that. How's that? Is that reasonable?
Yep. First impressions count, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, geez, I hope I didn't lose you on that. But anyway, I guess my first question is, didn't hear much about what's going on over in Iraq as far as any sort of turmoil or upendedness or anything like that. Is it quiet over there now? Have they stopped the bombing? Have they stopped the rockets and that kind of stuff? Or is it still sporadic?
They bombed the base two times today. Okay. Today. What? Right. Here's the difference, though. If you're just talking about Iran. Iran has come out again today making statements saying that not them. We have nothing to do with it. We're not telling you about it. The U.S. is trying to get the rest of the world against us and the U.N. against us because they keep saying it's us and it's not us. So for the second time, we're trying to tell the world it is not us bombing the U.S. Okay. And they can say that because we say it. It's not them. It's the militias that they control. It's the little group of guys out there that they're sending money to who are doing it. And we know you're not telling them not to do it. And you probably are telling them to do it. But because it's not you, you want to say it's not you. It's Iran. But everybody knows what's going on. So, no, they bombed them today. They bombed the bases today.
I think they call that plausible deniability, right? When you say, "Hey, I didn't recommend that.
I didn't tell them to do it, but I didn't tell them not to do it."
That's right. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and I think that that pretty much must fall on the majority of deaf ears, as far as, I don't know how the average person in Iraq feels about it. I think all they want is a better life and to have their money go through. So I'm looking forward to them getting that dream come true. Now, before I get off, I just want to remind folks, tomorrow is the Day of Infamy. And so that is something that is going to precede or go in time with this possibly happening. And I think it would be fortuitous if that were to happen as well, because the world changed back in, 1941 or 1942, whenever it was, on December 7th. And if it should happen on December 7th this time, although it's 2 days before my birthday, I'm happy to sacrifice that, saying, well, geez, I'd rather have it happen on my birthday. And that's not true. So I'm willing to make a sacrifice, and I just want to acknowledge that so that I'm not being selfish. That makes sense?
No, Walt, your birthday is on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So we wasn't celebrating your birthday nowhere.
Well, I wasn't going to get sung to, and I've already accepted that. I have to, begrudgingly, I have to admit, but I figured that one time you sang, and after having heard your brother's rendition of what you sounded like, I know that there might be a rise in people that would say, no, don't sing to Walt anymore. And I can't blame them. So anyway, I just want to say that I'm really looking forward to a special call tomorrow that will give us the kind of news we've all been waiting for. And I'm assuming you're back home again, safe and sound. So you'll be good to go, and you won't have to fly anywhere to get to where you have to get to. Is that right?
No, I'm still over here in New Orleans.
Why would you assume that? That's the reason we're doing the call late today, because he's traveling.
Oh. Well, have you had a beignet and a cup of tea yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, I wouldn't get out of there without trying one of those. If you've never had a beignet, But
okay.
It's a treat.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Tony, keep up the good work. And on the side of full disclosure, I did text Tony because I looked at the notice and I didn't happen to open it up or the right one so I could see what the new number was. And So I'm guilty of being gee whiz, I had to text him, and all I got back was open up the link. And I took that sage advice, and here I am. So it's always a good choice to be a good listener, and I listen to my text, just so you know. All right, you guys.
All right.
Have a
all
great
right,
day, and I'll get
sir.
Out of the way and let somebody else come in. Well
okay.
done.
All right. Thank you, sir.
731 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is.
Good evening.
Two questions. One is, do you have any idea what time tomorrow we could expect them to throw the switch?
Nope. All he said was tomorrow. Now, guys, if you want to look for a time frame, what time we've gotten from them, I've given to you, was between 1 and 3 a.m. Eastern. Now, today he did not give me a time, but when he has given me a time, it was between 1 and 3 a.m. Eastern, and if it doesn't happen then, they will try it every 8 hours until it goes through, or gets to the next day starts. But that's the plan. So I think they're still on that same plan.
So if it's between 1 and 3 a.m., we could do a email out immediately, or... wait till.
I'm not sending an email off until the banks contact me and say, this is what we would like. These are the instructions to give everybody how to get to the redemption centers, how to schedule their appointments, whatever it is they want us to tell you. So when I get that, I'm going to send the email out, and it's going to say, we're having a call at this time. I've received the instructions. I'm going to do a call, explain it to those who are getting the emails first, everybody else later on. I'll put it out, you'll tweet it out, and go to the forum, listen to it, and go on about their business. Okay?
Okay, one other quick question. A large part of what I have is going to be going into a nonprofit. When I do exchange, could I do that part into the nonprofit at that point, or should I just put it all in my account and then transfer it to a nonprofit later?
I don't think during the exchange they're going to separate accounts and spend money like that for you guys, because they're just exchanging. They're getting people in and out as fast as they can. Everything else you have to do with your banker or your wealth manager.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
281 area code, you are on.
Hi, guys. Tony's answered most of my questions. Hi there. Tony's answered most of my questions. I do have some concern to get excited again, about getting excited again. It's where's the person who gave you the guarantee of before Thanksgiving?
Where is he?
Yeah, is this person giving the same information? Is this the same person?
Same sources. Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to know what.
I wouldn't get excited. I was playing and ready for it to go. You're gonna be excited after you heard that it's happened, or it has already happened. You don't have to get excited now because we don't know that. We know what we've been told, and we've been told that a lot. So,
I know.
But it's tomorrow, truly today. Like I said when I started, I was told Monday. That was 4 or 5 days ahead. Then I was told Wednesday on Monday. That was 2 days ahead. And now it's Wednesday, and I'm being told tomorrow. So that's a day ahead. Maybe tomorrow I'll be told at 6 or 7 o'clock, and it'll break it down the hours. I don't know. But I do know it's happening. Hold on.
Okay, it looks like we lost Tony. Let's see if we're successful getting him back.
Okay.
All right.
You can give everybody my phone number again, did you? Good.
Not yet.
Yes, he did.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. That was all I had. Thank you.
Oh,
all right. Thank you.
619, area code. You are on.
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Greetings.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Tony, Roll Tide. We need this thing to happen so I can go to the game.
Okay, Ray. You see this number?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the do not call list, right?
Don't be hating, Tony. Don't be hating.
Oh, my God. We got another one like the other one.
Hey, guys, thank you again for all your hard work and time and effort and energy. I put in a tent the way you guys put in, and so I appreciate what you do. Tony, let me ask you this. You've often said that the financial institutions would get notified like about 2 hours before this is to go. The banks would be at the centers, mainly like Texas, we thought, things of that nature. Are you hearing any of that coming out?
I'm hearing they haven't done what they used to do, bring everybody in and, you know, something they got to stay after and, you know, give them pizza and put them up in the hotel for the night because it could happen in any minute. All they've been working with is branch managers and regional managers, putting them on alert and standby, not their actual people. So that tells me one of two things. If they're going with the actual time, 1 to 3 in the morning, all they're going to do is call them and redirect them when they're coming in, that we need to come in early, and this is where you go. Because there's some people at banks that are going to work at redemption centers, and they'll direct them to go over there at that time. But it'll be a last-minute thing for them. But they're trained. They brought them in. They'll set it up. They may not jump on this 2 minutes after it happened, send me the link, or as much as I need to go. They're going to prep their people first. So when that 800 number starts ringing and you guys are dialing, they're sitting there waiting for their appointments to start coming in. So they're not going to be behind the power curve. They're just doing it a different way. That's all.
Okay. All right. Lastly, do you think it's better to go to a larger city, say like Los Angeles, versus a smaller town to try to get into an appointment where the other places might not have the staff and you can't get an appointment for 4 or 5 days, and it might be too late for us to get the contract rate or the ZIM rate at that time. I'm thinking is we need to go in there the first day, second day to get in and ask for those and try to have a chance at getting those rates. If we call
well,
the
here's the thing.
Give them our zip code, you know.
Yeah.
Send us those
everybody can't go in the first day. So some people are going to have to wait.
Right.
But you call it. If you don't like what you get, then, yeah, you can go to some bank yourself and see. Or if you can make an appointment with their wealth manager to get you in faster. Or you can tell them exactly what you're experiencing, seeing what they can do for you.
Okay? All right. Okay. Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks.
281 Area 2, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Fantabulous, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. I do have a couple of questions. So as far as the meetings in Dubai, we know that, there's meetings going on over there. And the IMF and all them people, the World Bank, all them folks. So have those meetings, are they coming to a conclusion? What do you know what may be going on with those or what?
Well, yeah, that's part of the decisions that they're making right now.
What
the rate is going to be, how the changes are going to be. So far as I know, yeah, it doesn't matter because everything's been settled. They're just taking care of business.
Right. I mean, I knew that that was one of the things that they were discussing over there, and I didn't know if that was completed, if they had finished them or not. So that's why I asked that question. And so in my opinion, I was thinking that until that's done, then we may not see it until they're finished. But then how would we really know when it's done? We only see what we see in the articles and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So... that's why I asked that question. How long would it be before we see an article?
That's all we can do, right? Because we can't control or do anything else.
Right.
I think everything went according to plan, or they wouldn't have called and said, hey, tomorrow's our day.
I get you. Okay. So I know in your introduction you were talking about you personally still don't know what bank you're going to go to yet. Is there a reason you haven't made up your mind, or is there certain things that you have to see or know before you make that decision? What would be that reasoning?
What bank I'm going to. I know where I'm going. I know the three banks that I'm going to split up to. The only thing that I do or don't do is want to influence what you do.
Right. I get you. Okay. So, will all the banks at this point in time, because I know this thing changes every day.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Will they take the ZIM? All banks.
Oh, I don't know. That's why you're supposed to tell them what currency you have, and they tell you what bank to go to.
Right. Okay.
So they'll know which banks are taking which to make it easy for you. Okay,
yeah.
Ray.
Okay.
Wait, Ray.
Okay. Yes.
All right, you got to give me a couple minutes because what I tell you, I got to take care of this.
Okay.
Give me a couple minutes.
All right,
that's it for me. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm coming back, but you guys just give me a couple minutes. All right.
All right. 281 area code again. Another 281. You're on.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Hey, Ray. Hey,
greetings,
folks. Another lady with a husband. How you doing? Hey, Dave, Mr. Ray.
All right, sir. Okay, and fabulous, sir.
Hey.
To the nth degree. What's going on?
Hey, I sort of read this. I think I read it, but I probably read it wrong. If I get a bunch of rent houses and I want to put them in the trust, can you borrow against those rent houses if it's in a trust? It's like I read that they don't either it's limited how often you can borrow, but it was reading like that it can't really be borrowed against if it's in a trust.
I don't know what you were reading.
On a bunch of property. Okay, I'll study into it a little bit more, but I thought I might ask you that.
I don't know anything like that would prevent that. I mean, the trustees would be the ones doing it, actually. They're the fiduciary for the trust. But from a basic standard process, a trust can do anything you can do except for vote.
Okay.
So if you can own multiple properties and take out a loan against them, I don't see any reason why the trust couldn't. But that would be the trustees initiating that, though. But it would have to be for the trust. It could not be for an individual.
Okay, for the trust. Okay. Maybe that's what. Okay. And then KB wants to know if we missed the, just to answer the question again, if we missed the 800, if we missed the call, can we play it back and hear for the 800 numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ray. I just wanted to reiterate it to you. Thank you. Have a great afternoon and enjoy the time in New Orleans.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ray. Yes, sir.
Okay. 864 area code. You are on. 864-608. Okay, you are off. 209 area code. You are on.
Folks, good evening. Hello. My question is, when we go to the bank, and do we still use the verbiage for exchanging IQD, IQN, VV, VND, VNN, or do we just say we're exchanging Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, which is the correct verbiage?
I'm going to name the currency. You can do whatever you want. I'm naming the currency.
Okay.
And not the call letters.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure there's no mistake currency I'm talking about and which currency they're going to be quoting me rates on.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. I was going to do it the other way. I did hear you correctly. As of right now, the Venezuela is going, the currency.
To the best of our knowledge, yes.
Okay, and the last question is, my sister, I want to know, and I think you pretty much answered it. We've been told, you know, we have 10 days to get in, but if we're holding them, we should get in right away, not wait. But yet, on the calls, you have said that when we get the 800 numbers, you'll be getting some rates, and you will be giving that out to us. So do we get right in? Do we wait a couple of days? What is your thought on that?
Well, as far as exchanging, I'm going to get right in and get my exchange done.
All right.
The other information that we're going to be putting together is going to be banking product information for buying bank products, investments. So I won't rush to invest the first day, but I won't hesitate to go ahead and get my exchange done. And I can always go back a day or two later and start investing and buying bank products once I know who's offering the best interest rates
on the
products.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that, because I misunderstood that. I thought you were going to be giving out of people that have exchanged already and giving us out information on that. Okay, well, thank you very much. You answered my question.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Four zero four area code. You are on.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Oh wow. Well, first of all, how are you guys doing? This, my first question is for you, Ray, regarding the Bolivar. It's my understanding that there are two types, the Forte and the Sovereignos. which are the hyperinflated ones. Does the 30-cent rate apply to both, including the digitalis, and if so, are any of those zeros being deleted on the hyperinflated ones?
The rate that I understand it to be is applied to the Sobereno. And whatever one you're holding, if it's not the Sobereno, then you'll just do transposing what that particular currency, its current value, times that rate when you match it up to whatever the Sobereno is.
Okay, got it. And then I also have another question. There are a group of us here in Georgia that are planning to participate in the TNT Pay It Forward project, both collectively and individually. And I was asked to ask you, would you and Tony be willing to share the recording of the TNT RV song?
The TNT RV call?
The song, the one that comes on in the beginning.
Oh, the song. Yeah, your volume
is
just so low, but I can make that up. If we would share the TNT RV song, when?
That's
when
right.
The RV happens?
Yes, a recording of it. My group wants a recording of that.
Okay, I think we'll find a way to make that possible for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. You've answered my question.
Okay, great. Thank you. 760 area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine, thank you.
Hi, Ray. I'm in San Diego, buddy. When are you coming out here?
Oh, wow. I have no immediate plans at the moment.
We've got to put together a meeting for you.
You'll probably have to shoot up to L.A. It'll be post
RV,
so the location won't matter.
Well, San Diego's much nicer than L.A. I've lived in both.
Okay. I intend to agree with you. I've been to both.
Well, we'll see if we can't get a group together, because I'd like for my family to participate in a trust, you know, one of your financial conferences. But in the meantime, listen, I've been around here for 15 years, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with your brother and you. You guys have brought us a long way, Ray. I have to tell you, honest to God, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My questions are really, really simple. You guys have kind of groups of sources. The two I'm most interested in is the market guys. Don't they get free notification? I don't know if that's hedge funds or how are we sitting with those guys? Have those guys come up to the level of notification yet?
Well, nothing new has come from them in a few days.
But with it in the IMF's hands now, is it appropriate for us to be looking towards the market guys for some information?
Well, they would supposedly get some advance notice, at least an hour, 2 hours, or something to that effect.
Sure, and you haven't heard anything from them in a few days, huh?
Correct.
Okay.
And, of course, we know in the last few days that there's been some delays in getting the rate pushed out. So that goes hand in hand.
Sure. Sure.
You know, we were looking for the RV to pop, but they couldn't push it through, so then there'd be no need to let the market know if they haven't succeeded in what they're trying to get done yet.
Okay. And similarly, aren't we also in a similar position with the currency brokers?
The currency brokers?
Well, you mean letting them know when?
Yeah, as far as them knowing
yes.
in advance about a rate change.
Well, maybe that's why they're trying to do it 1-3. They're trying to do it in the morning now, so they don't have to be involved in it.
Okay. So if they do it in the middle of the night, literally the market guys and the currency brokers, we're not going to hear from them, right?
We're not going to hear from the currency brokers until they're doing business. And that's not going to affect them. I mean, they're not going to change their rates until they see the rates change on Forex anyway. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, Tony, I was just telling Ray, I've been around here for 15 years, hanging out with you all that time, and I told Ray, and I want to tell you personally, thank you. I wouldn't be here if you guys hadn't brought us along. Literally, without your guidance and support and, you know, keeping us motivated and somewhat engaged, I wouldn't be here. And for my family, I owe you guys the world. God bless you. I love you guys. You guys are like family to me. And this is my first time talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
But last thing, you guys have spent years doing this, and you never monetized the project. Since you've monetized it, have you taken a lot of grief?
No, not really. So let me tell you a couple of things. I'm glad you brought that up. So you guys have to realize this. All right. First of all, the reason that we're here, I mean, I was on the other show when I split. The reason my handler came to me and he said, listen, they're listening to all you guys, and this is what he said to me. He said, "You're the idiot that makes the most sense." So they chose you. Okay, that's how you want to put it. But I didn't mind being, you know, an idiot or not knowing what I do. That's not where I got idiot from. But basically, that's what he said. So I'm paraphrasing. And he said, "You sounded sincere." So that's why they chose you, and we're going to give you the information that we're going to give you. So based on it. Now, some people who were there before are no longer here. We know things that happened to them, the things they've gone through, and some of them just simply are still here and still don't have a clue. Some of them are here, and they have changed from left to right to walk around in circles totally different from when we started and what they believe in to where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Going through all that, I always assumed this was going to be a short period of time, guys. Nobody knew it was going to be 15 years, 12 years, whatever it is. And I didn't take money. I didn't go and do advertise. And I tell you guys, I was offered $50,000 a month from Google just to advertise. And I didn't take it because I wanted the people to believe what I was saying, to understand this was real, it was true. And I felt if I took $50,000 a month, what the outside people were telling me, these idiots who for years said Tony is a false prophet or Tony is a liar or Tony is a swindler or Tony is a con man. And like some other sites out there, it would give truth to that. Even though it wouldn't be true, but it would give people a reason to question what I was and why I was doing it and everything else. Now, throughout the struggles of all these years and people doing that in this final year of that, trying to add some things to it, the cause, because I was basically paying it myself, going out doing what I'm doing, paying for everything. Ray was paying for everything that he was doing, and it still wasn't appreciated because that's when I started the donations. Well, maybe people could donate. They could help us a little bit. You know, we got 125,000 followers on Twitter, 125,000. I will tell you guys, less than 1,000 people even donate, even right now today, less than 1,000. So in so many ways, everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants to make hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody don't really care what we're going through. Well, the fact that we still have to eat and do things and everything else, the fact that I tried to improve it, and MailChimp isn't free. The tech service isn't free. Our time, I mean, I could be doing something to make money. So in this last year, I said, let me see if it's even benefit. I should say I should be shocked, but I'm not, because everybody would take something for free but and willing to pay $5. And that's why I put $5. It's 100,000 people, and less than 1,000 are willing to pay $5 a month. And I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. But it is what it is. But the same token, I can do it at this point because the people that are here, that are left here, especially those 1,000 less than 5,000, know this is true and it's happening. They don't need me to convince them of it. They're just waiting now to see when and what do I do afterwards. So it's a little bit different situation. But that's how it worked out. I wish I could have never had to go through it and just went on about it, because personally, Ray's going to have enough money. I'm sure I'm going to have enough money, and most of us going to have enough money to just go ahead and live our life. But that's how it happened. That's why it happened. Is that good enough?
It's great. And I appreciate it, Tony, because I was with you during those years where you were paying for everything and literally didn't sell out your integrity for the quick buck. And that's always stuck with me, you know? I could care less about the $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever. I feel great to be able to participate and help. And, you know, thank God you're still here and it's coming down to the wire. Interestingly, last question. I got a call from the guy that got me involved in this 15 years ago. I got that call today. And the guy that got him involved had an email group, email program, et cetera. He said, when this happens, we're going to turn off the email and I'm going to disconnect my phone. That happened Monday morning. So I don't know how close we are, but that sure was a shot in the arm to hear that. And here's my other question. Last one. I'm sorry for dragging on, but these other imbeciles, the MAGA crowd, et cetera, Frank and Pimpy and these guys, why are these guys screaming about there's no 800 numbers and there's no redemption centers? Is that misinformation purposely coming from the Treasury or somebody?
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I did see that today from Pimpin. You got to remember, these are the same guys, and I didn't call them idiots, same guys
yep.
who in the beginning first told us that the dinar was only going to be one-to-one. Remember? One-to-one.
Yep.
Because
yep.
they had no clue of the big picture. They didn't know it was going to be an international rate and a rate in dinar, in Iraq. So they were only given part of the information. And I can look at this, they don't have a clue what's going on. Even when they finally have caught up now and know after it took years, and you guys go back and look. I'm telling you guys, we have saved every recording. We got everything on Twitter in it that was ever here. I mean, and I got it just in case one day I might need it in court. But anyway. I got every text, message, email, everything. And I tried to keep it. And I got it. Trust me, I got it. But the fact that these idiots back then, these people back then, and I said that, they don't understand. They don't have the information. They didn't have any bank sources then. They didn't have any government sources. They were just going by what they thought was in Iraq, as far as some of them, and what they were hearing from that side. And that side was right.
No, we said it's going to be 1-to-1 in Iraq. That has always been their goal. So that's right. This side, they didn't know. This side, they don't know any bankers. I'm talking actually bankers or our committee guys, people who put the system together. That's different.
Right.
People in
right.
5-6 different banks, regional managers, training managers, people who sat in the room with Jamie Dimon. Those are people I talked to, and this is what we're trying to do. And this is where you're going to come in at. And, you know, this is what we expect to happen. I was given all that information years ago. Even right now, I know those two idiots put out today, there's no redemption center, there's no bank, and call the 800 number on the back of the car. I mean, common sense, that doesn't make sense. Much less you're supposed to be more intelligent and have the insight or inside track on this. You make no sense at all for 10 million people to wake up in the morning and all have lines outside the bank like crazy. Give me this. Give me that.
Yeah.
I want this with no organization. And you think the bank doesn't know that? You think they aren't prepared for that and have a system in place? They want 10 million people flipping over a debit card or credit card, calling that 800 number, saying, I want to exchange my money today. I mean, who does that even make sense to? Nobody. All the bank
Nobody.
Branches and branch says, well, I don't do that. We don't do that. You got to go to the regional bank. You want them answering those phone calls all day instead of doing that? You think there's nothing in place to make this happen? You're an idiot. Okay? The fact that
Tiffany
put out today, and I saw it because it sent it to me, that this still has to be gradual, that Iraq has to build their country up, that it has to float up. Well, Kuwait didn't float up when they changed theirs. Germany didn't float up when they changed theirs. All those guys didn't float up. They had a revaluation. That's instant.
Yep.
We revalued it. Not we gradually took it up. This is a revaluation of their currency. It's not taking it back to the old rate. We're going beyond that to the new rate. And it's been revalued internationally. Doesn't affect anything in the other countries because they don't have it right now anyway. They're being introduced to it. We're the ones, and we don't use it. There's a plan in place for every treasury to take that dinar and go back and operate on it. They had no clue. They probably still don't even know about it today, even though I've been talking about it for 10 years. So don't
10
take
years
it.
You've been telling us the treasury's getting all this currency that we exchange. Why don't they get that?
You know, I don't know. Why do kids still touch hot stoves when you tell them it's hot?
I know.
It drives me crazy.
Hey, on a personal note, I'm in the media industry and have been for 30 years. I'm doing a series of festivals after this is over. Ray, will you or Tony get a hold of me? I want to share something with you guys. We're going to do the Hope Festival in D.C. after this occurs. And the Hope Festival, we're actually taking a portion of the proceeds from the gate buying video conferencing that we're donating to public schools around the globe. I just would love to share what we're doing with you guys, and I know there's some things that we could do together. Ray,
all
will
right.
you write my number down?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. Guys,
okay.
thank
all
you
right,
so
thank
much.
You, sir.
Thanks for all the time.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
All right, God
hey,
bless.
Hey, guys. All right, thanks. That just reminds me of something. Somebody sent me an email, and they said, wait, Ray, let me do this. He cut me off. Look, man. Hey, look. He said, hey, Tony, you keep saying for us to help each other and each one reach one, teach us. Guys, and he wanted to know how to get in the form, in the chat room, is that. so he could get people, get with people, and get the information. Because when I say each one, reach one, to teach one, you guys already know. Now, I'm setting up some stuff where we're going to continue on. I'm going to continue on with some people, not everybody. Because as I've told you stories in the past, everybody's just not ready. Everybody's just not ready for what comes next. God, I know I want them to be. But here's the other thing I'm going to do. I'm going to let you separate yourselves. Because I'm going to give everybody the opportunity. But just like everything else, you're going to separate yourselves. We'll see who's ready. But your responsibility now, and this is for each and every one of you, is to reach someone who wasn't involved, somebody who didn't believe it, people who were told this was a scam, 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 and they missed out on the opportunity of a lifetime, or people who never heard of it at all. Once you have it, and I tell you, you're going to be millionaires and billionaires, and they're going to look to you for guidance and stuff in the future, and you should look for them, somebody. Not somebody I can give a fish, somebody I can teach the fish in whatever new business adventure what I'm doing, or when Ray decides to give them to you guys, the next seven currencies that we're doing. So they can see that they're involved. Even less than that, some people are going to have the means, the ways, and the ability to jump in it as soon as it does go live. And you should be telling them why they should, because it's going to go up, giving them opportunity. They still may not listen to you, but it's not going to be because you didn't tell them. It's not going to be because you didn't do your part in trying to bring somebody along. So each one, reach one to teach one, is reach out there to somebody else who you can help. You can see in their future and say, okay, I can help make his dream come true or her dream come true, or I can relieve some pain that they're going through and then see what the future is. And, you know, they may become a new partner in a business opportunity, because you want to be partners in as many business opportunities as you can, because what's the goal? 10 sources of income. 10 sources of income, 10 different businesses, 10 different structures, 10 different opportunities I want to put my money to work at. Not work at, put my money to work at. So it's working for me. But I got to reach some people in order to do that. So that's what I'm always saying. It's about growth. It's about sharing your knowledge, not sharing your money. Not sharing your food, sharing your knowledge to teach people, so the next time opportunity does come, they can clearly see it. That's what I mean when I say that. I don't mean call Ray every other day. Okay? All right, I just wanted to get that out. So I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad that person actually called and texted me and asked me exactly how to do that, too. I was going to say, I don't know, you got to ask Ray, because he said you're not getting in this conference room. So anyway, I don't know. All right, guys, listen, this is the reality. I mean, this is the reality. So they're saying tomorrow. It won't be the first time we heard it. God willing, it'll be the last time we heard it. But it doesn't matter, because we know January 1, everything changed. We're just hoping and praying that it's before that, and we're going about it. If you don't do anything else, if you don't understand the rates we've been giving out, and Ray gave y'all guys some rates, and I'm going to tell you this. He gave you the low end of what somebody was just offered last week. The low end. It was way below what he actually got. But he gave me the low end, and I asked him why, too. I'm going to tell you. He said, because he didn't want to influence what y'all do. He said, I don't want them going out getting it because I told them this or told them that. And I'm like, okay. But I'm going to tell them. But anyway, guys, if you can, you continue buying to the day they say you can't. It will make that much difference in your life. I'm going to tell you, Ray gave you guys 47 cents. Somebody with a minimum amount of dong, minimum amount of dong, got $2. You didn't hear that from me. But anyway, I'll just tell you, do what you can do. Get your dong, get your dinar, be prepared for life-changing events. Be prepared to share. All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We wait, okay? With that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Let's see what happens. If you don't want to wake up wealthy, then don't go to sleep. Keep believing. We sure do.
Wait, you can't sleep now?
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fire! you're trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Wednesday. We are out of here.